Hello, my name is Vivian. I was born to a beautiful, tall mother who never had a problem being thin. I, on the other hand, was fat since the day I was born. Every reward was edible. Every time I was disappointed with my weight, I ate more. I was also despairing as a teen because of my weight. In junior high, I would live off of Accutrim tablets that I'd buy with my snack money after school. They would give me awful headaches and make me feel lousy. So in high school, I thought I came up with the perfect solution. I invented a new feeding schedule for myself. One meal every other day. In 2 months, I went from a voluptuous 164 pounds to 134 pounds. I noticed that I'd get dizzy whenever I had to tie my shoes, so I glued them laced and considered the problem solved. My pelvis would hurt at night when I slept on my stomach. Around this time, I was approached to enter the Miss Teen California pageant. Suffice it to say, this didn't help me see the dark side of my new diet plan. I actually turned down the pageant because I didn't want to have to show my stretch marks from having been fat. After 6 months, at 115, I began to notice a change in my hair and eyes and teeth. I no longer looked bright, and I couldn't concentrate in school. My 4.0 went to a 3.5. I was removed as the captain of the volleyball team. I threw up a lot during serves. And my cycles ceased. I knew I had to reclaim my life, even if it meant being a bit chubby. I started to eat once a day for a month, and then moved up to twice a day. To this day, I can't eat more than twice without getting really sick. I set goals for myself based on muscle tone and inches lost, and I have stopped getting on scales completely.
The biggest reason for quitting, in my case, was for the health of it. After smoking for more than 30 years, it was taking a noticeable toll on my lungs, my endurance, and my quality of life. It even affected how I slept at night, as I found myself wheezing more and more as time went by. I was also made aware of how smoking could harm the loved ones in my life, and I could no longer pretend that I wasn't harming them by continuing to smoke. Unrelenting visions of a friend that I visited in the hospital, where she was about to go into surgery to try to get rid of the cancer that had already eaten away at her neck, throat, and jaw, would haunt even my dreams. She died an agonizing death not long after that visit. That could have been me in that room. So I knew I had to try to get away from this killer that was stalking me every time I lit one up.
This time you're quitting for good? Or is it going to be a few weeks of quitting cold turkey and then back to business as usual?
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Alice. I really am trying to quit for good.
I hope you plan on doing it little by little. I think a gradual approach is better. You can't be in a hurry about these kinds of things.
You are totally right. It's a multifaceted process. I'm trying to psych myself up for it, too. I keep on telling myself over and over, smoking is